Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest divine ones. It is like you're all glowing and you're all expanded out into the world. How fun is that? You are now channeling, so we'll just be quiet and let you talk, eh? Wouldn't that be great, huh? You know, that will happen one day. Because you each are channels. You each are moving forward into your world. And as you move forward into your world, you are activating something that is within your body. We are activating something within your body as well. Is that all right? Good, because we would do it anyway. For with that activation, know that your soul is expanding into new heights. Your soul is flowing in that energy. And as that soul flows into that energy, know that the energy that comes around it is so power-filled that it allows you to speak and allows you to communicate your truth and your wisdom. For you each are the enlightened one. You each are the ones, as you know, that we have indeed. Oh, look at those. You've got those wonderful specks there. We're going to put those there. Because you can see clearly with or without them. And as you see with or without them, know. Did you feel that? Yes, that was for them. Thank you for being the conduit. And you, dearest being of light, come stand. As you bring forth your wisdom, you are acknowledging the healing that is going on around you and in everything that you touch. And with everything that you touch, you expand in that energy. And as you expand in that energy, you feel like you can fairly dance. And even though you say, oh, I can't see a thing, I can't feel a thing, can't know a thing, something happens, doesn't it? And the mystery of those answers come through. Because you are the light. You are the wisdom. And we want you to always remember that. And with that remembrance, that acknowledgement of you is so completely power-filled that you have no idea almost who you are now. We ground you into this earth. Stay in your body. It's a good one. Yes. Use it well, huh? Absolutely. And as you understand that as you stay in the body gets stronger. The body acknowledges because it follows your intention. And as it follows your intention, you can then learn to stand on one foot like Sekhmet, to kneel down when you maybe don't feel like you're comfortable in kneeling down. You can leap upon chairs, leap through the flying buildings, huh? Because everything is possible. And knowing that everything is possible, that energy and that connection is acknowledging that you have everything that is within you. And as you have everything that is within you, trust that light. Trust that vibration. And as you trust that vibration, it's like, do I do one hand or two? What do I do? What do I do? Oh, let's do two. We can high five it, huh? We never did that much. Let's try it again. High five somebody, huh? It is fun, huh? You see, when you high five, you go palm to palm. And as you go palm to palm, the activation occurs. And when you have that activation, everything that is within you says yes. Are you ready to say yes? Yes, you say yes to it all. And you had the wondrous partner that helped you release your old fears. Huh? That fear is no longer good. You know that, yes? We are not cryon. Could you tell?
I could tell.
Yes, we are just a bit different, and we will activate you whether you want it or not, huh? For you see, you are the catalyst that you are bringing new energy in and catapulting that new energy. And as you are catapulting that new energy, you are trusting that in that vibration, in that focus, and in that frequency, the newness of you, the universe is saying yes. And as the universe says yes to you and you and you and you, because it cannot say no. So what are you thinking about? Are you thinking, oh, I can't do this? Then the universe says yes, yes to that. Are you thinking, oh, but I could fly?
I could.
And the universe says yes to that.
Yes, me too.
For as that energy comes through, you know the vibration and the connection of the connecting points of you are crossing. It's like we're cross-training your brain. So the analytical part will talk to the intuitive part. Is that okay? We can dance together, huh? And activate that energy. Is she going to high-five us too? We did that. We don't remember what city we were in, and it was quite fun. Because you know what that does? That pops that chakra open. So your guides can just come right in and do what is necessary. And that is why people started doing that. And as your guides come in and do what is necessary, we do the same. We can high-five your forehead. Huh? High-five that third eye. Huh? Keep that open. Huh? And know that you are divine clarity. You are the wisdom of the future. You are the ones we've been waiting for. So trust that you can speak and open that out. And as you speak, you also teach. And as you teach, you also connect with the soul of those who anchor your energy in your feet. You must stay grounded. We know you believe you're grounded. But sometimes you're not. Know that you can be. And still keep all this going up above you, huh? You understand? And with that understanding, you will write a book about your experiences. When you're ready, you will write a book about many experiences. It is important to share the pain, the trauma, when you say, why can't it be so? Why can't all the healing in the world come through my daughter? And then when she stands at the gate and says, I love you, but I got to go. Breathe. There are millions of people that at one point get to hear that. Yes. For you see, each of us has a task, don't we? And your task, oh, we're going to do that way. That is that DNA strand. Huh? And as that DNA is activated, know that you are taken to the next level. That you are moving beyond where you ever thought possible. And as it comes beyond where you ever thought possible, let's have it be more fun next time, huh? Next level. Yes. And as that next level comes through, anchor that energy. Anchor the soul of you. Because you bring forth a wisdom that no one else has. You are unique unto yourself. Well, everyone here is. But it must be important for you to share that wisdom. Trust it. And you are open love. You are open spirit. You are open heart. We love you so much. We see your heart, and we know that you have decided to come back here to this planet from beyond to help others feel that love. And for that we are grateful. Yes. Yes. Namaste. And as that energy comes through, it anchors into the strength of you that you can do this. You are a clear channel. You are the ones who are open. So trust that opening, dearest. Take a deep breath. You know, when we say take a deep breath, that means you get to breathe in and out. Yes? We don't mean that you take the deep breath and just hold it in forever and ever. We ask you to breathe in and out. Ah, you know, you hold your breath. Don't. You're human this time. It's a shock, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You get to breathe air. And trust that as you breathe that air, as you accommodate that vision, as you accommodate that loving light, you find your long-lost sister or brother. You find yourself. Breathe. You know, holding your breath doesn't help the water coming out of your eyes. It actually just causes other problems. And it pops out somewhere else. Huh? Not good. Trust yourself. Trust that you can acknowledge all of the energy of love, that you carry that vibration in your heart and your soul, and we accelerate it. For with that acceleration, you who are also moving to the next level, you who are moving in where you have never been before. Because if you move to the same place before, it's like, it's a little boring there. You've done it already. So are you ready to go to the next level? I sing no makiyatsu so makina. A link neck so makanai. Owe iknaka. You see? And with that, everything expands. Yes, and you think, what did she say? What did they say? Your heart knows. That's the important part. So in that energy, trust your clarity. Trust your wisdom. Trust your strength. And know that that vibration of you is expanding. And with that expansion, everything gets better and better and better. Are you ready for the better and better? Because with that better, yes, 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 please, make it better and better. Poof, it's better and better. You always get what you ask for. Yes. As do each of you. So what are you asking? You see, you're bringing in the new vision with your son. He will shift the world, huh? He will shift the consciousness of this planet. And as this planet consciousness shifts, so do you. And with that shift, know that it can be simpler. With that shift, know that it can be easier. Are you ready for the easy part? Yes. Yes, we love the easy part. Trust that. Trust that vibration. Ah, here's the easy part. Yeah, yeah, what do we do? We clap for you, huh? Yes. You see, when we accommodated you first, it was quite adventurous, wasn't it? And now look at you. You are a spiritual teacher yourself. Breathe. We love you deeply. You know this. We see beyond you. It is pretty exciting. Watch this one, huh? And you, always in your head, yes? Well, maybe not. Because we have seen you go beyond your head today. We've seen you move where you have not been. And that is very powerful. And with that movement, know the activation is coming here and going into there. And as that activation comes through and comes through your body and comes through your essence and comes through your spirit, know that you must speak. Breathe. You have a story to share. You have wisdom to connect. So we'll just take that little extra collar off of there. Open those hands up. How's that feel? You must speak. You who shift the consciousness in such a gentle way. No one even knows what you do. You just hold the intention and know that everything is going to follow suit. Congratulations. Keep up the good work, huh? Trust that energy. And as you trust that energy, this one came a long way today. You may not think so right at this moment, but you did. Because you stuck it out. You stayed in it. Breathe. There's nothing to do with this. This has activated your consciousness to such a level that you are becoming clearer and clearer. And as soon as you stop sending out the purchase order of I can't, you need a bracelet. We have one that might be more comfortable for you. But that one is good. Keep changing that bracelet. You understand? So in that energy, as you move forward, it is time that you trust yourself. It is time that you trust others. It is time that you trust your heart. Because we know that you've been through many things. And those things that you have been through, dearest, it is time to just let them go. Are you ready for that? Yes. Do you know it's just that simple? How's that feel? Good. Lighter? You see how simple it is. Intention is everything. Yes? What do we intend? Amazing things. Yes. And with that magnificence, you are expanding again and again into your vibrational frequency. We know sometimes you have a difficulty with balance in your life. Sometimes you do too much. You try to do everything that everyone else needs to do. You can talk to the vessel Marilyn about that. You can tell her she can learn that too. And talk to the joy. For you are joy. Yes, and understand that as you connect with your joy, everything around you shifts. Every essence shifts. Every energy shifts. And that essence becomes light. Becomes you. And with that energy, we're just going to snuggle up to your feet there. Give you a little knee-to-knee energy, even though your knees are higher than our knees. And you're sitting down, huh? You see, that information that you are harboring needs to be shared. You know what we speak of. It is important that you clear your throat and speak from an open heart. And with that open heart, with that essence of you, with that essence of true joy, that you think, well, we're the oldest one here, so that must mean we're the wisest one here. We don't know that that would be true, because we are all ageless. Yes? And as we've activated something in that energy field, know that it is expanding, and we look forward to the future of you, because with that future of you, you have seen. Oh, we get to stand on your feet too. Do you stand on your feet? So do we. We like your feet. For you see, that anchors that energy. That elfin energy. You see the elf within her. Yes, those that see, we've got a room of seers, can see that you are one of the ancient races on this planet. Elfin. It is time to acknowledge that. We are honored for the presence of beings of light such as yourself, so you can dance and play and have fun and relax. It does not always have to be perfect. Correct? Have you learned that one yet? Are you ready to learn it? And so it is. You see, it just takes the readiness. Because everything, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what the essence is still what? Perfect. Even though it may feel like a mistake, there's no such thing as a mistake. It's just feedback. Still an F word. But it is just feedback. So know that as your energy is shifting and accommodating that vibration, it is accommodating your vibration too. And yes, you must speak as well. Do not let anyone tell you you cannot. Do not let anyone tell you that there's something wrong with you and you can't do it, you know. We say set the date, figure out what to do later, huh? Set the energy, figure out how to be you. Set the focus, figure out how you are, allowing the universe to support you. For with that support, with that support, the interdimensional realm of the Intergalactic Federation comes to you and through you. Breathe into that. Know that the language that you speak is not from this planet. That is your task. Breathe into that. And be you. For that is so magnificent. That is so power-filled. And as that power-filled energy comes through, it just smiles as you do. And with that energy, know that it is true. Breathe, dearest. You think, oh, how's this big, strong man feeling so much, huh? Big heart, exactly. You are love. You are love. Breathe. Because we're going to keep looking at you till you open your eyes.
I'm working on it.
There you go. Excellent. Honor that and honor you. For you see, that energy and that information is so powerful that sometimes you don't even know what is happening. And the energy gets so big. You take a deep breath, huh? Yes. And as that energy gets so big, it comes through in such a way that you know you are the future. And you know you've got much to teach. And as you teach, that vibration comes through you to others. Trust that and be you, huh? As we trust that and be us, we get to... You see, dearest, isn't technology wonderful? So you don't have to listen to the big blow. And now you're thinking, do I touch her or do I not touch her? That is okay. You can use disinfectant later. For as you understand, Your vision is also very clear. It is time to allow that to be pure. It is time for you to roll up your sleeves and move through the energy. And as you move through the energy, trust that the strength is indeed within you. That old fear is very recognizable. You see, you're not the only one. Huh? You have the words to say. You have the energy to be. You have the connection to experiences. And as you have that connection to experience, you get the opportunity to move into you and hold together. And as you hold together, that essence is pure in your heart. And with that heart, you connect, huh? Heart to heart. Exactly. You think that's not your heart? Ah, yeah. It all is. And with all that is your heart, you trust that that heart, dearest, expands. And with that heart's expansion, things move. Huh? The way is paved, for we've got several of the new men here. Yes? We are thankful for that. We know that it has not always been easy to find your place in the world. But we've found it. You know, it's right here. Breathe. And in that energy of breath, in that energy of purity, in that energy of light, sometimes you just get to party and not take life quite so seriously. It is good to dance. Can you dance for us? Maybe not now. But when you go home, would you put a song on for us and just wiggle your booty? So that accentuates the cells of your body. That expands and brings them into perfect divine health. Is that okay? And understand that as he is dancing, you get to as well. For you bring forth the new energy as the new masculine as well. You see, the new masculine has a wonderful blend of masculine and feminine. Breathe. And with that wonderful blend of masculine and feminine, who knows where the world will be, because the women are doing the same thing. They are getting that magnificent blend of feminine and masculine. And as you have that energy, you are a hottie. You're very warm. Do you know how warm you are? So understand that furnace that is within you is the passion that is coming through. And as that passion comes through you, it acknowledges the vibration and the energy of light. And as that light causes you to indeed sparkle, it is time for you to allow your sparkle to be seen. We know sometimes you feel like you're invisible. Are you ready to give that up? Good. So it is. No one can be invisible now. Yes. We love you as well. We see you. And we are excited by the prospects of you being seen. Woohoo! Because when you're seen, then all of those individuals, look at them all look at you. Ah, they're looking at the two of you, huh? So they're not invisible, are they? No. You see, you are a channel. You are a channel of spirit. You are very clear. And acknowledging that. And you, who are learning a new way to hear. Learning a new way to see. Learning a new way to feel. And you think, I don't know what that means yet. good, because that is what you are experiencing. Right here, right now, in that energy, to let all boundaries go. Let all energy go and just flow free, be you as you are. We don't have to tell you to dance, do we? No, you never stop. And with that energy, know that the vibration and the symbols that you make with your hands actually flow out and open the heart chakras of others. Are you aware of that?
No.
Now you are. Yes, absolutely. Because when you have those symbols coming in, that energy comes through in such a divine way that it's difficult to know exactly what may be happening, exactly what may be experiencing. And you two, you could be related. Do you know this?
Yes, we do. I do. Yes.
Yes. You have been related in many lifetimes. Many lifetimes. And it took, do you know each other?
No.
Michelle, Miriam. Miriam, yes. Michelle.
We've been working together.
Ah. So do you know how hard the universe had to work to get you together again? You know? Because each of you are connected to the other. You are that earth being. You are connected to the planet. You are not a stone being. There's not very many. But you worked with the stone beings in the beginning. And that was one of your first existences here. To heal that planet Earth. And you're still doing it, huh? And you are her galactic sister. You bring forth that energy of the Saturn command. And you say, what in the world does that mean, huh? Did you say that out loud?
I use my inside voice.
Yeah, we can hear your inside voice, huh? You understand that many of you travel at night. You wake up feeling like you haven't slept all night, right? That is because you haven't. You've worked all night long on this. You work on the Saturn command. And when you work all night long, what happens? You wake up tired. Set your boundaries. Say, I will agree to work for 2 hours only before you go to sleep. And then you must double my sleep time after that. So I wake up feeling like I've slept for 8 hours. Or maybe more. Yes, understand that. Because you are not from this galaxy, you know that. Yes, yes. Well, hello there. And how are you today? We know. For you see, as she carried the elfin energy, you carry the fairy energy. You know what that means? Aside from being a bit mischievous sometimes. That wouldn't be you, would it? Oh, no. For in that energy, know that that realm is coming back to you. You have the ability to communicate with plants and animals and stones and rocks and trees and everything on this planet. We see that you will write about that experience and share it. When you listen to what they say. Is that all right?
I'll work it out.
We know you will. As you sit in your automatic writing, bring a plant nearby. Touch the plant and say, speak to me. And then write down what comes through. So, you see, it all comes through. Every single message is for you. You know that, yes? Is there anyone that we might have missed? Ah, and do you know that every great once in a while, we purposefully skip someone? And when we ask that question, you are the first two, the first three, but the first two that said, "What about me?" Evolution is happening. You understand what we say? That you each, in the past, may not have claimed your power, may not have claimed your right in this world. That has shifted. And as that shifts, know that everyone in your family is shifting as well. Ah, no, thank you. For you are teaching all of them. Miss Pleiadian, huh? Yes. You don't let very many people see you, do you? As the Pleiadian that you are. Do you want to know what the Pleiadian looks like? You see that energy? Breathe. Many Pleiadians have a difficult time with love because they may have evolved beyond it and they've came back here to say, what is that love? What is that pesky feeling and emotion? Doesn't it just get in the way? Breathe. No, it does not. Love yourself. Love others. That is what the Master says. And the Master also says to breathe. That means in and out. Be who you are. That energy, as it is expanding, speaks through that beautiful stone at your neck. And you are also, get double duty here, huh? Uh-huh. For you are a pinnacle of shift. Now, have we missed anyone? Someone's pointing to someone else. You see, most believe that the energy comes through. Oh, we need to speak faster. Oh, that the energy is coming through. But it is you. You know it is within you. You know it is all you ever thought of, ever wanted, ever needed. You know that you are a clear channel. If you choose to accept the mission and move through your fear, you are the ones we have been waiting for. We do wish to play you a song. If you were here last night, you heard it, but we've got to play it again. Just because we want to be sure you get it. We want to be sure you understand that it is not something that is out here. There will be people that will come to you and tell you that they can fix you. They cannot. There will be people that will come to you and tell you that they're a channel and you are not. It is not true. There will be people that will come to you and tell you that they have the answers. The answer is to remind Joy to turn off the recorder. The answer is within you. Get a little recorder to record your channels. You are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the teachers of the future, whether you think you are or not. You are the essence of love, whether you even know what that means. You are the wise ones on this planet. So So just take the words to this inside of you.
In every one of us to be wise, find your heart, open up all your eyes. We can all know.
She's telling me something, but you don't need lips.
Without ever knowing why, and it's in every one of us by and by. It's in every one of us.
You can stand up, absolutely. It is spontaneous.
Open up
spontaneous love. Of the people around you and see it within them, huh?
I just remembered it's like I've been sleeping for years. I'm not awake as I can be.
See the love that is within
but my seed
and the wisdom
better. I can
the
see
joy
through the tears,
the opportunity.
I've been realizing that
be different than you have
I
been.
I bought this ticket and watching only half of the show. But there is scenery and lights and a cast of thousands who won't know what I know. And it's good.
It's good.
That it's so.
And it is so.
It's in every
what is your intention?
It is so. One of us to be wise. Find your heart. Open up both your
deeply, and we bid you namaste.